Everybody, this is Annette. Glad that you can join me for another episode, another podcast episode, a leadership episode on the Digital Vibe podcast. I'm glad that you can join me again for something interesting, because that's what this podcast is all about. It's something interesting, something to make you kind of think for a moment. So, while I was pondering the past couple of weeks or days or just the past 2-3 weeks, a lot has happened in our lives, right? A lot of different things have changed and a lot of different things have happened. And I put out a recent podcast, How to Embrace Change in a Work From Home Environment. And the podcast was well received. So I'm glad to put it out there. So I still know that it's episodes that are still playing, so continue to listen to those. But there's been a lot of different things going on, and I'm sure that if you're aware of the news, and that's been interesting, and it hasn't been good at all. I needed some time to break away from life, and I needed time to get away from it all because I needed to assess some things about my life. And about not just my life, but how really, because how my work, what I do, this podcast and everything on my website plays such an important role in the world in which we live. So I applauded myself for being able to bring to you each and every week, literally, a podcast that its main intention is to improve your life. It's to improve life, okay? And that is what my premier course, the Wealth Building Series, is about. That is what a lot of my products, educational resources are about. They're to improve your life in any way possible. So that's what I do. This podcast is, it's a podcast that is, it is informational. It is my inspired work. But it's also a thought-provoking podcast, so it gets you to think about some things. And that's what this podcast is about, is to get you to think. So in the past couple of weeks, I've had to think, just like I'm sure you've had to think. So if you're aware of the news and the things that have been going on, you've seen a lot of tragic disaster. And you see it over and you see it over again. And that is why I do this podcast. Simply put, that is why I do this show. My most important reasons when I started out doing this podcast, which is a little bit over 5 years ago, it was purposeful and it was something bigger than me and it was intention behind it. And this podcast has been a podcast that has made me reflect on my own life. It's been a cathartic healer for my life, the things that I've gone through personally, but it also, I see my humanity as well as yours. So it has made me more aware of myself and how I play an important role. And I always said I wanted to be on the side, not of this, that, or the other, but on the side of humanity that is improving people's lives. that is in the solution-oriented business, because this is a solution. This is a solution. And it grew on me. It transformed me and made me the person that I am today. So for those of you who have been listening over the years and past couple of months, I've been on a new platform. I did change that. You're taking this journey as well. So what we're doing here is we're shaping our lives. We're moving forward. We're looking for a better future. That is what this podcast is about. And I'm your guide to help you to improve and how you can improve your life and your world. Because it starts with improving your life, the atmosphere around you. Then it goes on from there. So I was just a little bit distraught, a little bit set back, a little bit perturbed, and I cried a lot. Not a lot, but I did. Because this is why. It's because of situations, recent events, is what made me start this podcast in the first place. And it makes me know, without a shadow of a doubt, that nothing is going to change until people actively change themselves first. And I've said it many times. The only difference that you can make in this world is by making a difference in your own life. Do that. So I have a statement on my website that I publicly put on there. And I said to those of you who have no intention and do not care about improving their lives, and who have made themselves part of the problem, then you don't need to visit my website. You really don't need to listen to this podcast either. Because I don't look at just one thing. I look at many different reasons, many different things. And to have, when people have an I don't care attitude, with this virus that we're dealing with globally, I have seen more people not care. I've seen a lot of people not care because they're not doing the protective things they need to do. So that says to me something. It says that I cannot treat a lot of people with the golden rule mentality. So if you've ever heard that thing, treat others by the golden rule. Well, you can't do that to everyone. You cannot. And you should not. And you should not feel guilty about it. Because some people do not deserve that kind of kindness. They do not deserve that kind of, as I call myself, a gift. I do not extend myself out to anyone or anything that does not serve my purpose and intention, which is to improve. You know, it has nothing to do with wicked intentions. It has nothing to do with hate and isms. It has nothing to do with that. That's not part of my tone. That is not the direction of my moral compass. It doesn't take me there. And that is not the heart and soul of me. I never believed in it. And again, that is why I take a position on this podcast. This is my platform. Because I've never had any tolerance for it. I put up with it. Yes. And said and didn't speak when I should have. Yes. But this platform has allowed me to have an attitude of, I don't care if you don't like me, because I'm not on planet Earth to please anybody. I'm not. I'm here to improve, because the world does need to be improved. I have never been a part of the problem in this world, and I don't intend to be. So I put out there on my website that those of you who have ill intent and are part of the problem, don't visit my website. Don't even listen to anything. Don't purchase anything. Don't do anything. And when you're ready to get back into humanity, where it's a collection of people who care, who are like-minded, want to improve, and see the atrocities that go on in this world, and want to do something about it, then you can come visit my website. Then you can, you know, listen to this podcast, because then you're ready. But if you're not ready mentally, then don't come here. Don't visit. Do not waste your time. Because you're not wasting my time. You're wasting your time. And like I said, the golden rule, I have seen more people not care. And I've seen people that do. But that's why these things exist. And not caring comes in so many different forms. You cannot care about something by just sitting idly by and doing absolutely nothing. That's how you don't care. I have seen so many people just idly by, not doing nothing, not caring about anything. I don't care about those people. I don't care what happens to them. That's not my concern at all. For those of you who have been faithful to listening to this podcast, and those of you who will be coming to listen to this podcast because you want to be part of the solution, then I welcome you. I really do. But for those of you who are not sure, you don't need to visit. Because if you are part of the problem, you're simply not welcomed. So I look at my show as a position I take, because I take it with enjoyment, because I enjoy doing this. But I take it it's purposeful, it's significant, and it's impactful, and it's relevant, and it's needed. So I don't shy away from the truth. I live in a real world. I'm not like the media. I'm not like the news media, who distorts, misleading people, leading with fear. I'm not like that. Matter of fact, I stop watching the news as often. I don't listen to it. I don't read it as much. I have made a conscientious effort to distance myself from that environment, because it is not good by any means, because it's highly distorted, highly divisive, same old mentality and rhetoric, not improving, not being a positive force for change. And I understand the news is important, but the news, for me and for many others, takes a back seat. Because it instills fear in people. You can have the news talk about things that are going on that are negative, but don't distort it. You know, don't distort it. Don't lie about it. That's why there's so much confusion. Because when you distort the very facts that you're supposed to be letting people know about, then people are confused. And then you become what? A part of the problem. So the media has become a part of the problem with the distorted facts and everything else. And everybody's just repeating everything everybody else says. And they don't know it as fact. They're just distorting it. So those are things that are very toxic. They're very negative. I mean, it's one thing that you do have to be aware of what's going on in the news and in the world. You do. And it comes via the news. But you are inundated so many times with things that are not even factual. They're divisive. They're not truth. And they speak fear. And they stroke fear and insensitivity. So I really don't, I just, it's just bad. It's not a good thing. So like I said, this is what this podcast is about. It's about something, it's about a show. It's about something that gets you to think and reflect. And I am glad to be doing this show. I'm glad that everything about what this show stands for is significant. And I hope you get something out of it. So if you, like me, want to see things improve, and your enough is enough, then we're on the same page. Because that's what this podcast is all about. It's about improving. Because you know what? I said in a podcast I did, I think it was last year, There's about 7 billion people, I believe, on this planet, right? So there's about 7 billion people on this planet, and there's only one of you. So there's only one of you and only one of me. How much of a difference can we possibly make? So let's take our one of us listening to something like this podcast or anything that's positive, that's going to impact you to change or make a difference and keep your mentality straight. Then imagine the domino effect on that. So you could be one person spreading something that's worthwhile on planet Earth. Because I've said many times, and I just did recently a news release, that the virus isn't the virus that you think it is. The virus that we've been dealing with is not the coronavirus. That's not the biggest virus there is. It is the insidious virus of racism, sexism, all the other isms you can possibly think of. That's the virus. And that has been my quote in everything I say. I've always said, that's the virus. I said, it's like a cancer. It wreaks havoc. And it permeates itself insidiously. And it sticks to humanity. It sticks to mentalities. And once you are affected, and or should I say infected, because it is a virus infects. So once you are infected with a virus, a bad thing, you carry that around no matter where you go. You take that thinking, where you go, it doesn't matter. It travels with you because it's in your mentality. And when you carry it, there are like-minded people just like you out there thinking the same way that you do. And that virus has taken a hold of you and your heart, and you're taking that everywhere you go. You cannot geographically move to another city, another state, another country without having that virus not attached to you. You take it everywhere you go. It's like that thing that it just walks with you. It's a cancer. And you take it everywhere you go. It's just like the horrible things that people do to each other. They take it with them everywhere they go. You can move to another country. You can move to another state. You can change your location. You can change your name. But you will not change until you truly do change in your mindset, because you carry that baggage with you. And then all of a sudden, you take that, which hasn't been transformed, and you transmit it to everybody around you like a viper that it is. It's like that virus. It attaches itself because you're transmitting something. So then you are transmitting this virus that maybe, no, let me don't say maybe, that you are aware of. You have to be. And you're continuing to transmit it by saying that it doesn't exist and knowing that it does exist and doing absolutely nothing. That's how it spreads. So that's how it spreads. And I truly believe that the virus, this isms, the virus of isms, as I call it, it can be eradicated one person at a time. Because you can only go forward, right? But you have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, what do I need to do if you really want to be a part of eradicating such a virus that has permeated this world, that has ruined the dreams, the hopes, the desires, the passions of many, many, many people's lives. And I'm not just talking about Black lives. I'm talking about Jews, I'm talking about customs and cultures. I'm talking about all the atrocities that humanity has done to humanity itself. It's a tragedy against humankind. You name it, that's what it is. But it permeates and it persists by, like I said, one, doing nothing. And two, knowing that you need to do something and doing absolutely nothing. Because a virus is something that's so insidious, you have to know that you're aware that you're carrying it. Because it comes out. So you cannot say that thing that, oh, I'm not aware of that. That doesn't even work anymore. You can't say I didn't know. There was a guy that I listened to, right? He was one of the internet entrepreneurs that I learned a lot from. And his name is Pat Flynn. And he's a podcaster too. And when I looked at his posts, right, just recently, I was amazed to see that this guy, who's so influential in podcasting, tippy-toes around the issue of race. Not surprised, but he tippy-toes around it. So then he's putting out on social media, how can he be part of the solution and change? I said to him, stop tippy-toeing around the problem. Stop living in your bubble and in your own world. Stop tippy-toeing, and that's what he's been doing. How can you not be on planet Earth and not be aware of what goes on? So it's either two things. You choose not to care, and you choose not to be aware. And you choose to be both, because when it doesn't really affect you personally, it doesn't, you know, when it doesn't hit close to home, then to you, it doesn't really matter at all. But when you see the collectiveness of what we've been seeing in this world, then he started to talk about, what can I do? Well, my friend, it's been going on for some time now. And you have been a part of the problem. That's what I told him. Because when you choose to tippy-toe and not see things, you're part of the problem. You're getting in the way. You cannot tell me you are a human being on planet Earth and you're at least over the age of, I'm going to give you 16, 17, 18, and you're not aware? Yes, you are. And as influential as this man is, you can't tell me you're not aware? Yes, you are. You just choose to walk around it, evade it, not confront it, not deal with it. So he had a little bit of a wake-up call. And I was glad to hand it to him. Because I do not like when people say, oh, I didn't know it exists. How can you not know? How can you not feel? If you say that you're a human being and that you're concerned about people, it says something to me. And it amazes me how when people talk about different races in such a demeaning, degrading way, I've heard white people say things about this race, about black race, or about Asian race, about this or that or the other. It's amazing how we have to think like that and live like that and say things like that to put somebody down at the expense of propping ourselves up. That's just so horrible. And that's part of the problem too. I got bothered by when I saw podcast professionals always pointing out people of color and saying that, because, you know, that they're this and they're disproportionate, or they're victims, or they're this, or they're that, and they're this and that. Well, see, that's the problem. That's the virus. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the virus. Because it's that kind of thinking and speaking that allows this virus to continue. And every time I've seen that virus, I wouldn't say every time, but when I see that, I said, I'm the virus killer. I want to eradicate that. So I'm going to get in your face a little bit, and I'm going to tell you about yourself. Because you're part of the problem. You're getting in the way of your way. You're getting in the way of people who are trying to do something for the greater good. So when I see, when people say that, oh, it's women, women are this, you know, or women are this, it makes it sound as if we're victims, you know, that, it makes it sound so like the way they put it out there, but it's so distorted. Because I've always said this, you haven't really met a lot of these people that you're talking about. How can you say everyone is collectively in this situation until you've spoken to each and every one on the planet that you're speaking of? Then you really can't say much. But when I see people say, well, they group women into this and say all women are this way, or all this group of people are this way, that's not fact. That's distortion. That's not transformational. And people are feeding off of that from the news. It's just like people saying, oh, I have a black friend. It's just like that. Why do you have to call out the color? Can't you just say, I have a friend? So when you have to call out a color, or like I have an Asian friend, I can say I have a white friend. I can say that, right? But I don't say that. That's my point. I can say that. Because the moment you start to say, I have a, then that means something to me. That means you're part of the problem. And you're living a duplicitous, phony, bullshit life by saying stuff like that. Because that's part of the problem. And it is. Because when you have to say, I have that person for a friend, I don't say that. I have colleagues and friends that are not my same nationality, race, or anything like that, who happen to be men or different people, whatever. But I don't say that with that word. I don't say like, I don't do that. There's a word for that. Oh, you know what the word is? It's covert racism. That's what it is. Covert. The insidious cancer is that you don't see. It's that biasness that you put out there if you're a manager and you're hiring somebody and you're biased. You're thinking, you already see coming in the door, you've already judged them. So you already prejudged them. Boom, the moment they walk in the door, you see, oh, they look like this. So it's done. You've already made your decision. That is covert racism. It's not as damaging as what we've seen just in the past 2 weeks, or even the past 3-4 months, or even in the past several years. But it's just as bad. It's just as bad. So the question is to you, truly, is what side are you on? Are you on the side of those who want to make an impact and a difference and see the need for change and want to get on board with that? And you're a person that's already, who doesn't think like that. You never have. That's not how you are. That's one part of it. But the other side, if like I said, if you want to continue thinking the way that you do and you don't see yourself as part of the problem, then maybe you're on the other side. And I'll say it, the wrong side. Because humanity is 7 billion people, and we all have a heart, a physical heart. And what do you think when you do to somebody's heart, their hopes, and their dreams? You're literally cutting off a part of society that you're saying by your verbal and nonverbal actions that they don't matter. That's what you're saying. And do you understand that that could be you? Think about that. That could be you. So, put yourself in the shoes of the unfortunate. And then maybe one day you'll understand. Just like I told my friend Pat Flynn, put yourself in the shoes of somebody else for a change and see how that feels. Because I guarantee you, you will understand, and you will have transformed in your thinking and understanding. Guarantee you. So put yourself in those shoes. Those shoes are filled with people's lives who have been lost, their dreams, their hopes, their families. It's some tough shoes to wear, but some of us have had to wear those shoes. Myself included. So, the shoes that I wear now are the shoes of change, transformation, future, peacemaker, good moral character, positive impact, platform, being seen, heard, and understood. That's the side I'm on. So, check this out. I am going to close this podcast. Well, no, I'm going to close it. I'm going to start it. So, as always, I do thank you for listening. But I'll thank you even more when you let this, when you let the world open your eyes. And then you decide for yourself what you want to do. Because there have been times that you don't realize it, that you might need somebody over here. You might need somebody over there. I might need you over there. I've learned this lesson. And that I've learned never to ever, because that's not me, to have an inward heart that's horrible and that's bigoted and that's racist. Because I don't ever know in my life when I'm going to need somebody. I didn't have to be taught that. I've always believed it. I've always lived it. Because I call myself a human being. So, it's a new show. So, of course, I have my series coming up and my coffee and tea show. And I'm doing, if you don't know by now, Darkness Chronicles. And that's coming up. And if you want to have a day that's coming up, well, check out the website. You'll know what day it's on. And I wanted to do that book. Many reasons why. Because the book speaks to me. And I have a new show, Chilling on the Vibe. So if you want something, I wouldn't say taking you away to another planet. No, because Darkness Chronicles is the future. But something to mellow out, I guess. So my new show is called Chilling on the Vibe. And nothing but music. So before I close this podcast, I'm going to introduce you to a musician that's going to be coming up next. And it's going to be different genres of music. So, you know, it's not exclusive, you know, to my style. Because if I were to listen to music all day long, you know what kind of music I would listen to? It would be jazz music. It would be smooth, because I am smooth like that. So I would be listening to that. So, coming up, Just for the Night by Riverworm on the Digital Vibe.